The state of Alabama executed 55-year-old Anthony Todd Boyd using nitrogen hypoxia, a first-of-its-kind method in that state and one that's already generating waves of legal, ethical, and public controversy. Boyd had been convicted of the 1993 kidnapping and murder of Gregory Hughley, a man he allegedly abducted over a drug debt before dousing him with gasoline and setting him on fire. After years of appeals, Boyd's execution was carried out at Holman Correctional Facility following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision not to intervene. Justice Sonia Sotomayor dissented, calling the new gas method torturous and warning that Alabama was experimenting with human suffering. A new, and divisive, execution method. Execution by nitrogen gas, known as nitrogen hypoxia, replaces the oxygen in the body with nitrogen, leading to asphyxiation. Supporters argue the process is cleaner and less prone to botched injections, while critics say the lack of medical testing makes it cruel and unpredictable. Alabama officials claim the method ensures a peaceful death. Human rights organizations and some lawmakers, however, have called for an independent medical review of its effects, warning that the gas may not render subjects unconscious before death. Why this case matters? The Boyd case is more than a single execution, it's a window into the evolving relationship between American justice, technology, and public opinion. Three key factors make this story resonate nationwide. Unprecedented method. Alabama is now the first state to execute a prisoner this way, setting a precedent that others may follow, or reject. Legal tension, the divided Supreme Court response underscores growing constitutional concerns over the Eighth Amendment and, cruel and unusual, punishment. Cultural reflection, public debates around Boyd's crime, punishment, and method mirror America's wider struggle to balance justice, deterrence, and morality. The bigger picture, crime in decline, fear rising. Ironically, Boyd's execution took place during a period of declining violent crime rates in most major U.S. cities. Yet public anxiety about safety remains high. Polls show that more than 60% of Americans believe crime is worsening, even when statistics show otherwise. This gap between perception and reality fuels policy responses that are more emotional than data-driven. Media focus on high-profile cases like Boyd's amplifies fear, while everyday concerns, such as petty theft, cybercrime, and housing insecurity, receive far less attention. Experts call this the great crime paradox: crime is falling, but fear is rising. Boyd's case embodies that tension perfectly, a rare, extreme punishment carried out amid widespread unease about public safety. Ethical, legal, and policy angles. From a policy standpoint, the Alabama execution opens a series of difficult questions. Is nitrogen hypoxia constitutional? With little scientific testing, courts may need to revisit what constitutes a humane death. Does the death penalty still deter crime? Research over decades shows minimal evidence that executions reduce homicide rates. Are delays in justice justifiable? Boyd's crime occurred more than 30 years ago. For both victims' families and defendants, decades-long waits can compound trauma and cost taxpayers millions. What's the human cost? Psychological research suggests that execution teams, families, and communities all experience collateral trauma from state killings. Impact on the U.S. justice system. The execution reignites the national conversation about capital punishment. Several states, including California, Oregon, and Illinois, have already paused or abolished the death penalty. Alabama's move in the opposite direction underscores deep political and cultural divides between regions. Advocates for reform argue the justice system should shift from retribution to prevention, investing in education, addiction treatment, and mental health services to reduce violent crime before it happens. Supporters of capital punishment insist that certain crimes are so heinous that only execution delivers true justice. For many Americans, the Boyd case is a test of whether society still believes in an eye for an eye, or if it's time to redefine justice in modern terms. Looking ahead, legal experts expect new lawsuits challenging nitrogen hypoxia in upcoming months. Meanwhile, other states like Oklahoma and Mississippi are watching Alabama closely as they consider similar methods. The Department of Justice could eventually step in to regulate or study nitrogen-based executions, especially if evidence suggests unnecessary suffering. Advocacy groups, including the ACLU and Amnesty International, are already demanding federal review. Conclusion. Anthony Todd Boyd's execution will likely be remembered less for the man himself and more for what it reveals about America's ongoing battle over crime, punishment, and conscience. In an era when violence is statistically lower,